The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz on 94.1, not on 97.5.
That you know of.
That I know of. I don't believe that that's happened yet. John, can I get a thumbs up or thumbs down on that? Thumbs down.
I'm catching my hate. I'm catching some hate on my...
What are you catching hate about?
Well, NFL has released college football 24/7 at NFL Draft. Top 12 college running backs to watch in 2018. I've got my list. Anytime one of these lists drops, the haters start rolling up on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You made the list?
Yeah. Okay. I bet that's what I've been in here. That's why I've been up here lately watching these guys. Bro, how is J.K. Dobbins not number one, or Mike Weber not being on the list, period, or L.J. Scott or Miles Gaskin? That's, like, not a bad one. I don't think anyone's got anything about me being trash or living in a dumpster.
None of that
kids.
Yet.
Not yet.
So
they did. West Virginia fans put me in a blender because Dana Holgerson sold me out by doing, like, retweet of the list because I didn't have one of their wide receivers in and doing having this emoji, you know, pensive face. Like,
How did he forget?
Yeah, how does David still? And then all the West Virginia fans came like,
wait, in West Virginia, they have electricity, so they're able to get onto the interweb.
I'm not going to make fun of West Virginia fans because I saw what they're capable of. They're like wilder SEC fans.
So, Dan Graziano. ESPN, he wrote a story today, and I because I'm lucky enough to have you here because Jerome Solomon bailed on me, and I think maybe bad timing on your part after the week schedule was set to say, hey, man, you know I'm here. I can work. And then it's like, oh, guess who told me this week that he can work with me if I ever need him?
Yeah.
Lance.
And I was up here.
You were.
I was talking to the interns. Your name came up.
Oh, with the interns?
Yeah. I said, I even told John, I said, you know, you got a great opportunity. You got to say hi to people. You got to make your own way, your own context. I spent about 2 hours and just saying, hey, here's how I got into it. Here's some guys like Josh Jordan and Brandon and people who were listeners who became workers here. Mm-hmm. Like, there's different ways in, but you make your own luck. You got to follow up on stuff. Like, you probably hustled your way into radio.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't come traditional route.
No.
You go to Syracuse?
No.
You go to Missouri?
No.
No. How'd you come into radio?
A guy named Wally Lynn,
yeah,
who was he did the pre and post game for the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. He came from the Ticket in Dallas, and he was working at this station in Austin. He heard me telling some jokes and asked if I knew anything about sports.
What do you mean telling jokes?
Like at an open mic.
You were at an open mic?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's how it happened?
Yeah.
So what happened?
So he was like, do you know anything about sports? I said, yeah, I know a little. He's like, well, do you want to come intern for me at ESPN Radio? And I was like, sure. So I started coming in the mornings, and I had a yellow notepad that I would write jokes on and just pass him jokes. The things that I would have said, I would just pass to him. Mm-hmm. And he would say them. And he worked with this really old dude named David Anderson, who's still alive. I don't know what he does anymore. I know he's still in the business in Austin, but he'd been in it forever. And eventually Wally went to management and was like, hey, I've got this guy who's awesome, and I want to hire him and get David out of here. And they did. Yeah. And magically, I had a morning show in Austin. Then about 6 months later, Wally left the station, and then I had my own morning show in Austin. I had no idea what I was doing.
So, like now, similar.
Like now, yeah, just like this.
So Wally tried to chip you. No.
Wally
tried to chip David, and he did chip him.
He did him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He chipped him out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but while I was interning.
But I bet you busted your ass while you had your shot, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I ran the board. I used to, we had a billboard truck and I'd drive that thing around. Some chick T-boned me while I was driving the billboard truck. I mean, it's a whole thing, man.
So that's kind of what our talk was about, was just telling these interns. We had, like, I don't know, 11 of them showed up today. And we were just going through. I bought them some pizza, and I was just saying, you know, you kind of make your own luck in a lot of ways.
You're really upping the bar on treatment of interns around
here.
And
then I said, you know, you got to talk to people like me, like Jong, and like AJ. You can approach, if you have a question, you can carefully approach AJ, and maybe you catch him on a good day. And they all laugh because they knew, they're like, he's that a-hole, right? I'm like, yeah.
I'm the guy that nobody talks
him.
To, which I'm okay with.
The one that doesn't like you.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Jong, none of that I'm saying is incorrect, right?
I think that's
all
correct.
I think it's all accurate.
Well,
you got a reputation around here.
I know.
I like that you're all matched up. Is that on purpose?
I mean,
Your blues, you got two different blues going. Hat. Your S, what hat is that?
That's a Sweeney Bulldogs hat.
Sweeney, the high school?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Carlton Thompson School. So you got that, and you got that, and you got the dark
blue. I have a navy
blue
shirt.
Like, you're almost like a sneakerhead the way you're all color coordinated.
No, I'm really not.
You're almost like an NBA player.
No.
Were you at the ESPYs?
Not a lot of thought goes into this, especially with shoes. I don't, like, match my shoes to my outfit ever. Yeah. This is coincidence. But I do try to, like, once I put on my shirt and my either shorts or jeans, I'll take a look at it and go, what hat will go well with this?
Yeah, the hat thing is, so here's the thing. To me, hat does need to kind of match a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've also gotten to the point, I'll admit it, where
like if
I think the shoes need to be in the same neighborhood if you're going to wear some kind of, like, I'm sure Jong feels the same way.
Oh, Jong does for sure.
100%.
So when I wear jeans, I normally wear boots, which are pretty versatile.
Yeah.
And if I'm not wearing boots, I usually wear black and white tennis shoes, which almost go with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep my shoe wear versatile. These are my gym shoes that I just happened to, they were by the door when I left today.
Yeah. Trey says, AJ is one of the nicest people in the world. I don't believe that for one second.
That's true.
You know, you came up, your story about how you had the Trey got a little lost whenever he was supposed to pick you up from a tire place.
Yes.
And you were a little late for your show.
I was a little late for my show.
You're a little late for your show. Trey was a topic. I didn't realize Trey has been here for 2 years.
Yep, Trey is.
And he's the reigning champ of the intern game.
Extremely experienced. Not just the reigning champ. I think he's the all-time champ. But he, you would think, so I was at the NTB at like 610 in Richmond, basically. You know where I'm talking about? Just inside the loop, there's an NTB.
I know where it is.
Which, I mean, how far away would you say that is from here? Maybe a mile. So at 3:30, I'm finally like, okay, they're still working on my truck. I'm going to need an intern to come get me. 30 minutes he had.
Should have walked.
I should have walked.
Yeah.
I should have walked.
When was this? What month?
It was summertime.
Okay. So
it was hot.
Okay.
But I mean, I would have walked if it meant I was going to be at my show on time. I'm not opposed to sweating a little. I'll live. But yeah, he was confused because he was unfamiliar with the streets of Richmond and 610.
I mean, we're right around the corner now.
That's what I said.
We're right around the corner.
This area, 610 and Richmond, those are streets that are sort of landmark streets in this area. If you know 610, you know Richmond, you know Westheimer, and you maybe know Post Oak, you can make it around here.
Yeah.
He was just, he didn't really get it. He had a route that he drove from Baytown every day to get to the station. And that was the route he knew. He'd never veered off of that.
I can see that.
And it was a struggle for him. But we got past that.
Yeah.
We got past it.
I can see that. Yeah.
Now I don't have time to get into this whole thing.
What is it?
I guess it's going to take
more
than a
second. Can we get into
segment.
This? There's somebody misinterpreted what you said.
Okay.
AJ, a chick boned you while driving the company truck? No.
T-bone.
Yeah, it was totally different. It was...
She hit the truck
from the side. Yeah,
and no, I'm not a professional comedian. I'm not. When there was a time when I thought that was fun to do, and it's not. It's not that fun.
It's not fun, is it?
I don't.
I've studied comedy since I was young. like from way back in the day when I was young. Steve Martin. My parents had a Steve Martin album. I'd listen to that. I would tape stand-up comedy. Chris Rock's first show on Rodney Dangerfield, Young Comedians. I got Chris Rock at 18 years old. All that stuff. Watch documentaries, the Bill Hicks stuff, just all of it. Sam Kinison. And the one thing you come away with from comedy is that these guys mostly turn out super miserable. Super miserable. And it's not a lot of money unless you hit it real big and you live on the road. And it's the life basically beats these guys down.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And I don't think I'm insecure enough to be a full-time comic.
Because they feed off of it. It's better content.
They need it.
Yeah.
So it's fun to do. I haven't done it in a long time, but it's fun to do. I used to do it with my buddy Drew, and
but you got T-boned, right?
T-boned.
Okay.
I got struck with a vehicle.
Yeah. Way different.
So on the other side, there's this Graziano article that I've tried to start talking about three times and failed three times.
Well, that's me. I'm gonna spin you out a little bit.
I you say something. You're like a. I'm like a dog chasing something. Like you'll be talking to me, and then you throw the tennis ball, and
you'll
whatever.
Chase.
Yeah, I go, man.
And you haven't even talked about Jimmy Garoppolo dating a porn star.
Oh, we're going to talk about that too. But Graziano made 25 predictions that will what's going to happen in the NFL over the next three seasons.
Yeah,
and I wanted to burn through some of these and see if you agree or disagree with him because you're a guy who's pretty tied in to the NFL.
Oh so yeah, do that. That would be good.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on. Some stations, sometimes.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, should I even be reading these commercials, or are we just going to have to make them up anyway?
We'll have to make them up anyway, okay. So I've been skipping them.
Okay, I'm not going to read any commercials, and thank you for that. That would have really chapped my ass. You saved me on that one, Jong. Good looking out. Okay. 25 predictions about the NFL over the next 3 years. It's on ESPN.com today. Number one, Le'Veon Bell will change teams over the next 3 years. True or false?
100% true.
Okay. Number two.
This has to be over the next 3 years.
Over the next 3 years.
Okay, so you don't have to say over the next 3 years. We'll just do it.
So will Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. Wait. God, that's a hard one. I'm going to say no.
Okay. He says he says this could look really dumb in a couple weeks if Beckham gets the whopper of a 5-year deal before camp, as he absolutely should. I just don't get the sense that the Giants are super eager to expend him at the level he seeks. So, number three, the Dallas Cowboys win one of the next three Super Bowls.
No.
I'm going to go no, too, just because playing the odds are that
yeah,
they won't.
The odds. Yeah, exactly.
The Philadelphia Eagles will not.
Well, the odds, yeah. I play the odds.
So I'm going to say, yeah.
I'm on an odds player. So
true.
Yeah. Although Wentz is on the way up.
Number five, the anthem controversy isn't going away.
Agree.
You think it'll still be going on by 2021?
Oh, yeah, within the next 3 years. No, you're right. I'm going to say no.
You think in 2021 we'll be over it?
I think so.
Okay.
Not this year. There's already signs that it's not going to be this year.
Well, it's still going to be an issue this year.
Yes, yes.
Number six, at least two more teams will be sold.
No.
He cites the unfortunate health situation with the current ownership of the Denver Broncos and the Tennessee Titans, which apparently people are paying attention to on whether or not they could be up for sale.
You think there's going to be owners who want out because of the anthem stuff and the feeling like it may do this? You don't think so? Okay.
Number seven, Russell Wilson will become the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yes. At any point in the next 3 years.
Yep.
I'll say yes. Because at some point, somebody's going to come up. And when you come up, you're the guy.
Number eight, the Cowboys end up in a bind over Ezekiel Elliott's contract.
I got to know what that means.
Similar to, I think they're saying similar to what Le'Veon Bell's going through right now.
Yes. They have too many good players. I would say yes.
Like the starting point for negotiations with him, he's going to come up around the same time that Todd Gurley comes up. 1 year after Todd Gurley comes up, so he's gonna that's where the bar is gonna be set. 2020 is when his deal's done.
Yeah.
So you think it will be a problem?
Yeah, because I think by problem you mean there's some contract pushback and it becomes a little bit of a public issue. Yeah, I say yes.
So I'll let you fill in,
especially if one of these guys gets these monster deals that Bucky Brooks just alluded to.
Yeah,
he's gonna want to get his too.
I'll let you. Try to fill in the blanks on this one. Blank will lead the NFL in scrimmage yards over the next 3 years.
The highest number over the next three years. Todd Gurley.
That's my guess, too. He says David Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I just don't know if David Johnson can stay healthy.
And we'll see who's getting him the ball. We'll see who's blocking for him up front.
Yeah, that means that...
Gurley's got help all over the place.
Right. Number 10. NFL players will continue to complain every year during NBA free agency that their contracts aren't guaranteed.
100%.
No doubt. Threats of a work stoppage will only get louder.
Yes.
The Houston Texans will win at least two of the next three AFC South titles.
They could. I'm going to say no because I think Jacksonville's built to last, but I think Houston has a quarterback. I'm not sure Jacksonville does. So that's actually a pretty good. That's a pretty tough one.
I think it's tough because
I think the Colts are about to get a lot better.
I think everything hinges on will Andrew Luck be healthy for the next 3 years?
Yes, and you don't know that.
Will Deshaun Watson be healthy for the next 3 years?
What is going to happen with JJ? What is going to happen with Jadeveon Clowney?
I wanted to ask you this, but I didn't want to ask you while we had Bucky on. If you're the Texans and you have the choice, and obviously the like off field wise, it would be a very, very poorly looked at decision to move on from JJ. But if I told you for the next 5 years you can have JJ Watt or Jadeveon Clowney, which one would you
want? Next five? That's not even fair. It's Clowney.
Next three. We'll stick with the theme of the game.
Clowney.
Me too.
I haven't seen JJ effective.
Like the next one, two, three, four, five.
What was JJ's injury last year? Do you remember?
Back last
year? Broken leg
last year.
But he wasn't effective before then.
No.
Not like he had been before. That's 2 years in a row where I haven't seen him look like the same JJ in a very limited sample size, granted.
Right.
He hadn't seen the same level of dominance. Some would say, oh, yes, he did. But I don't think so. And guys don't usually get healthier as they get older in this sport. They break down.
Yep.
Clowney, I would say the odds are on the younger guy with actually less physical ailments, believe it or not. I'd bet more on him than on JJ. I mean, I'm a guy who pays attention to odds just like you do. There's no sentiment here. I'm trying to get the cheese.
I'm with you.
I want you to ship it. But and if I want you to ship it, I think it's going to be Clowney.
But I would say with the exception of maybe Drew Brees, I think it would be the Texans moving away from J.J. Watt would be the most difficult personnel decision that could be made in the NFL. Brady, I guess, is another. But I don't know that there's any one player who's as beloved in their city as J.J. is. But, like, once the tread's off the tires, really like the tire, you got to change it.
You'd rather him retire than have to make that decision.
You would much rather that happen.
You don't want to be the one that has to get rid of J.J. Watt.
Number 13, someone besides the Patriots finally wins the AFC East in the next 3 years.
Yeah. 3 years? Well, yeah, I'll take that shot.
So you...
I don't know who.
I mean, you look at those three teams, where they are today, it seems like no.
I don't know who, but I know NFL's the one thing where teams go from 4 wins to 12 wins pretty quick.
I think the only hope is that Sam Darnold is the truth.
Well, you know what? So it's... probably not Josh Allen.
Right. And then you've got Miami, which is a total mess.
Ugh.
I think I'm going to go with nobody besides the Patriots wins the AFC East.
So you think Brady's playing for the next 3 years? And then turn into a coin flipper if they don't have a quarterback now.
You don't think they'll find one?
Well, I don't know. It's not just easy to find quarterbacks.
They seem to make it look easy.
They had Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I think Jacoby Brissett's okay. They got rid of both of them.
Yep. Because they think they can find another one.
Yeah.
Because they found both those guys.
Well, that's dangerous.
Again, after the first round.
That's dangerous just thinking you can find quarterbacks.
Yeah. Also, though, I think there's a lot of free agent quarterbacks that would be thrilled to go play in New England.
Might be. It's been a lot of
chatter about
not being so fun playing with Bill Belichick, though.
Number 14, Drew Brees plays longer than Tom Brady does.
Man, these are good ones. He did a good job with this. How do you like it?
I tend to think that I've seen less erosion from Brady than I have from Brees. So I'll stick with Brady. I'll go the opposite.
Well, I feel like it's gonna at about the same time. There's more contract issues with Brees than there are Brady in the future. So I'll go with Brady over Brees.
Kirk Cousins wins more games than Alex Smith over the next 3 years.
Yes.
I agree. Josh Rosen plays the most games of any 2018 rookie quarterback over the next 3 years.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh returns to the NFL as a head coach.
Yes.
I think that has a lot to do with what kind of success he has at Michigan.
100%.
But they talk about...
If he can't beat Ohio State, I think he bolts.
But what he talks about in this article is if Miami continues to fall apart and Stephen Ross is a Michigan man,
I was wondering what the Miami tie was.
He may make the call and say, hey, we'd love to have you here. Marvin Lewis will still be coaching the Bengals.
Jesus.
I'm going to go, that's wrong.
I got to finally say no.
I think so. I think that's the time. It's too much.
I don't see any success coming now. But it doesn't matter. They extend him. They let his contract run all the way through and then give him extensions.
This is an interesting one because of what happened with the Colts. But Josh McDaniels will get another head coaching interview sometime in the next 3 years.
No.
You think no. You think he's done. He's burned everything.
I think if he goes anywhere, it'll be the Patriots.
Okay. So you think he might be like
I think he's more coach in waiting.
Coach in waiting.
Yeah.
Number 20, the kickoff will disappear.
I'm going to say no.
I hope not. I know they keep tinkering with it, and I know it's dangerous.
That's a coin flipper. That's a coin flipper to me.
It's dangerous. I get that. But when there's a touchdown scored with 3 seconds left in the game, and you've got 3 seconds left, and that's the last hope, like that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather watch that play unfold than a Hail Mary, which almost never works, you know?
It's almost like they might say kickoffs are eliminated except for you get to have... But even if you say you get to have two kickoffs where you say, yes, we will take the kickoff, then if the other team has a guy who blasted out of the back of the end zone, you're not going anywhere anyway.
I think what they'll do is they'll keep moving up the ball, the kickoff point, where it's almost always going to... Unless there's a mistake, it's going to be a touchback.
Yeah.
And so they'll do away with it without, like, officially saying we're done away with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, with that, though, wouldn't kickers and the special teams, wouldn't they kick it shorter? Because then you would be able to tackle them
before the 20-yard line. Or you just feel, okay, the 20...
Some will, yeah.
The 20-yard line's good. Or 25 now, I guess. That's tough. I don't know. The Combine will move to Los Angeles.
Nope.
You think the new stadium there isn't going to be sort of a destination for those type of events?
Nah, I don't think so. I think the NFL will stay true to Indianapolis because you know why? One of the reasons? Because it's easy to get around. It's all centrally located, whether they're downtown. It's super easy. And you don't have paparazzi. You don't have... It's like guys get to go and they don't get messed with. Like, I'll be in there and I'll watch John Elway and Dan Marino slinging drinks up in the speakeasy. And they're not... You know, no one's messing with them. And then there's... You know, there's also some guys who are some coaches or front office people that'll have a lovely lady next to them. They don't want that heat. They don't need that smoke in L.A.
I'm not sure what this one means. It says, speaking of L.A., the Rams will continue to make it interesting. He says he thinks they're still going to be trying to win games and win championships, but he expects him to be a consistently risk-taking and fascinating participant in the offseason player movement circus. over the next 3 years.
I don't see that. Okay. You've already taken too many chances. Some of these could blow up in your face.
The recreational drug policy will change, but not the way you may think, which means the union wants marijuana testing to be gone. But the testing, they're saying that they're worried about multi-game suspensions for relatively harmless violations. What do you think happens with the drug policy?
I believe something will be done in a positive way for marijuana usage for chronic injury.
The ties between the Jacksonville Jaguars and London will only intensify.
Ooh.
Which means, I think that what that means is they get closer to actually moving.
I would agree.
Long term.
I do think there's one. If there's one thing I would bet on, it's the NFL expands, but it won't be to Mexico City. It'll be to London first. Because Shad Khan also has a soccer team.
Yeah. And finally, the Browns still won't make the playoffs in the next 3 years.
We'll say, I'm going to disagree.
They will?
Yep.
They're building some talent. I think a lot of it depends on if Baker Mayfield's the guy or not.
What are the Bengals doing? The Steelers have an old quarterback. The Ravens have
got
no
a big
quarterback.
Quarterback.
Well, we'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I think this is the time that the Browns finally dig out and become a real team.
I saw a picture of Baker Mayfield. I was like, man, I hope that's a bad angle because he looks like a big fatso right now. Did you see that picture?
No, I didn't see it, but I'm going to look it up now because you said something.
I said, man, I hope that's just a really bad camera angle for our boy Baker Mayfield because that ain't a good thing. All right. 5:30. We're halfway through, Lance. How you holding up?
I'm hanging in.
Well, you're more than halfway through. You're bailing early.
Well,
you couldn't commit.
Keep
to
it
seven.
About 2.5 hours. Yeah, I got a dinner I have to go to.
Who are you going to dinner with?
Our friends from Belize came in, and they're leaving town tomorrow, so we had a dinner plan with them.
Where are you going?
State of Grace.
Haven't been.
Good place.
Good spot.
Yeah, really good spot.
We'll be back. It's the Blitz on radio.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Lance Zierlein in for the Falcon on a Falcon-free week.
Who's the Falcon?
Fred the Falcon.
Why is he the Falcon?
That's the nickname he prefers.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I had a pool hall nickname.
It's
when I was
like
in New Orleans.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it?
Kid Kerwin.
Kid Kerwin. Why? What does that mean?
Because Buffalo Jimmy, who was the guy who kind of ran the sports palace, there was a ton of gambling. That's where I learned how to handicap football. They would bet on, they'd put a quarter in the peanut machine, you know, where you can turn it like the gumball machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had over under on how many peanuts would come out. And it could be half pieces. And it was like 7.5 was a turn. And they'd have, you know, kind of running bets on it. They would bet on baseball by the inning. There was a lot of different betting going on there. And Buffalo found out my name. I was young. I was in college. And so he found out my name was Lance. And there was an actor named Lance Kerwin who was on the show called like James at 15 or something like that in the '70s that the Buffalo watched.
It's a made up show, but okay.
I don't know. You look it up. James 15, Lance Kerwin. And so he just called me, what's your name? Lance. Oh, you're Lance Kerwin. I said, no, Zierlein. He goes, no, you're Kid Kerwin. So it was me and Kid Carl were the two kids. There's like three guys that he called kids. Kid Carl, his dad actually invented Smoothie King.
Oh.
Yeah, Kid Carl had cheese.
Kid Carl's got it going on.
Yeah, Kid Carl had it going on. So I was Kid Kerwin. I stayed out of the way and just watched all this gambling and all these. I saw some stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, one guy.
Did you see a dead body?
No, I didn't see a dead body. This guy named, oh, man, I don't know if I should tell you this story.
Why?
even on the air. I just have to be careful what I give you, like what I feed you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll tell you this.
What am I, a gremlin?
I don't care. We're just on 94.1. I'll tell you. So, yeah, you are like the gremlin of radio.
Don't feed me after midnight.
You're like Spike. So, there's this one guy that had a contest, I guess, for nastiest person. Oh, I can't tell the whole thing here. But this guy named Spider, who was a bartender, the meanest guy I've ever seen. Not nice at all. Never said a nice thing to me. Never talked to me. He was just really always mean. They had a running game of Omaha going in the back of the pool room because you got more gambling, so you had the card room going back there. And they would also book sports games, and like everything, all the gambling you can imagine. And Spider would get really mad if he thought he had the best hand and he didn't win, and he would rip up his cards. Well, that nullifies the whole deck, so they got to throw the deck away. So they just would throw everyone who had cards, the whole deck would just get thrown on the ground. They would just throw it on the ground. If you had your cards and Spider tears them up after the hand's over, you're like, you throw them on the ground, you throw the rest on the ground. So Spider would have to bring like 20 decks of cards if he were going to play because
they knew he was
you had to
tear
make
up
sure
cards.
You had enough cards. Yeah. And so, but anyway, this guy Spider would drink Spider Balls, which was coffee and vodka.
By the way, I believe I'd whoop that guy's ass if he kept doing that.
You might have. There would have been some gunplay probably.
Okay.
That was one of those. It's a New Orleans pool hall now. You had a white guy named White Bear. You had a black guy they called Black Bear. There was Little Hand Gus. Well, Little Hand Gus was here. He had polio, so he had a small hand, so they called him Little Hand Gus because they're not always nice when they give nicknames sometimes. So Spider, it turns out, I was told this story that he, like Hustler Magazine, they had a, like, freakiest man in America, something like that. You could submit yourself, and if you won, you got to be on the set of an adult movie shoot. And through Hustler. Now, this is way back in the day. And so he took a picture or had somebody take a picture of him doing something that I'll tell you about off the air. And he won. And so he went to this adult video shoot. And it's like the whole place was really proud of him that he won. Like, they're really proud. Like, wow, you made it. He didn't make it. This guy's nasty. And so that was, you know. So those are the kind of things that happened on a normal, everyday. There would be a one-pocket game between two guys that would last for 36 hours. And they'd both try to dose each other's drinks with Visine because it makes you have the runs. So if you have the runs, the thought is you're not going to be able to play pool as good, especially in a 36-hour run. This guy's snorting coke. I didn't see that very often. One guy who was a former Major League Baseball player, he made it up to the Red Sox for a little bit. He was an outfielder, mostly a minor leaguer. He got run out of the game because of speed and cocaine, I think. He hustled me one time in a game called, I think it was six ball. You just line up one and then two and then three behind it, and that's all you're playing. Like nine ball, only with six balls. He hustled me on that. I got crushed on that one. I saw a gun pulled on another. How the hell? Why am I on this? What am I talking about?
Your pool hall nickname.
Kerwin. Oh, yeah. But I like to stay. Like, I was under the radar. Now, I started picking basketball games really well. And so Buffalo stopped booking my action because I'm just busting his ass with like $20 bets. College kid.
Right.
And he goes, you got to start betting with a real bookie now. I'm going to move you on to somebody else. And then it got, and they, my minimums got a lot higher. And I was like, I can't cover this. So it's like, you know the amount of pressure you're under when you are you got a $50 bet on something. You're like, oh my, where am I going to get $50 if I lose? I guess that's grandma's birthday money and Christmas money combined. I guess I better hang on to that. Oh, my parents would give me $100 a month for school for cheese, and I'd blow through that in a day. Cheese fries and beers. 1 week, that money's gone. $100. And between that and gambling. But I like to keep a low profile. When you're in a place where it's some volatile dudes, you don't want to be a headliner. You want to just watch
stuff. You want to kind of float under the radar.
Yeah.
Speaking of, somewhere in that story.
Pretty sure I heard a couple guys talking about robbing a place too. And I was like, I'm going to go to this side. I don't want to hear any of this. I don't want them to see me hearing it. I don't want to hear it. I just heard about you're going to go through the back. I'm like, oh my God, I got
to
go.
When you were talking about Spider and wanting to be the most the freakiest man in America,
yeah,
because he wanted to be on set for an adult,
yeah,
movie.
He might have actually had some action.
He could also just hang out with Jimmy Garoppolo. Is that what we'd call a transition?
On the other side, you want to do it?
On the other side, we'll talk about where Jimmy Garoppolo's penis is.
I feel like Jimmy is... I feel like he's laying up here. You could do a lot better.
Well, let's... okay. It's curious that you say that.
Yeah.
Because someone else in the media feels the same way. And I'm curious if it's for the same reasons you do.
That makes me think it's not.
Okay.
I'll find out. All right.
It's the Blitz on radio.
Since we met, I feel the lightness in my stead. You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. Late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, no Fred Fowler. Lance Zierlein is in for Fred, although the last three breaks he's been discussing
trying to figure out
options.
My wife's birthday's coming up, so...
And she wants to go
I'm in charge of
she's wanting Italian.
Booking everything.
Okay.
Yeah, she wants Italian.
Is there a certain dish that she's looking for?
She's trying to make sure everyone's happy.
Okay. Who's everyone? The whole...
Family.
Your kids coming and everything?
No. Father-in-law, brother-in-law, mom. Make sure everyone's covered.
Okay.
That's fine.
Are there some awkward eating habits in your family?
No, not really. She's just trying to, where she wanted to go, they're all booked up, so.
My mother-in-law has the worst dietary restrictions.
Like what?
Like, basically all she can eat is meat and vegetables.
Why does she have restrictions?
Stomach issues, I guess, or whatever. I don't know.
No gluten?
No gluten. No gluten. And also no spices, really, outside of salt and pepper.
Okay.
It basically, so when she's in town now, it takes almost everything off the table as far as like, what are we going to do for dinner tonight?
Can she have like fajitas?
Fajitas are usually either marinated or seasoned with something other than salt and pepper.
Oh, that's no good?
No.
Oh, you're talking literally just salt, not even a marinade.
No.
Oh.
So it's got to be like basically steak.
Chicken.
Or she'll make like some weird vegetable broth stuff that she eats. I mean, she always takes care of it, but it's like, it's very limiting as far as like, hey, this is where we should go out to eat tonight.
Salt and pepper pork chops.
Yeah, it could work.
Yeah, you can do all that stuff.
It's
a little limiting.
It's very limiting. So I was curious, why do you think it's a bad call for Jimmy Garoppolo to be dating?
Look.
A porn star.
Let's
stop just calling her a porn star. Let's call her Kiara Mia, because mm-hmm. that's her name.
Okay.
And let's treat her like a human.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. Here's why I think it's not a great idea.
Okay.
If you're going to be the face of the franchise, I don't know any faces of the franchise who date former adult stars. And her name happens to be Kiara Mia.
Kiara Mia.
Don't know if it was a given name, but that's fine.
Former adult star.
I was Kid Kerwin. I wasn't born with that name, so I'm in a similar vein, less movies. A lot fewer movies. So I just think if you just got paid, you're trying to get the 49ers offense going. You got on a little bit of a heater last year. Things are looking up. I think the face of the franchise probably doesn't need to be tied to an adult film star. And maybe star is a strong word. Maybe an adult film participant. I don't know that she was ever a star.
I think if you say she was featured in those movies. I think
yes.
I think porn stars just kind of inferred that she's participated.
Like Jimmy came out in the 14 draft, 4 years. He's 26-ish. I'm not telling anybody to get married right now. I'm not telling the wife anyone up. But I don't think it's a bad idea for him to be like, hey, you know what? It's hard enough running this offense. It's hard enough trying to get points in the NFC. I was on a little bit of a hot streak. A lot is expected of me. Let me just go get just a straight down the middle, nice and easy, either a girlfriend or maybe you just want to date casually and not lock in. I'm not sure that you're not going to, like, there feels like there's some baggage there with this girl.
Didn't Dwight Howard date a porn star for a while?
Oh, yeah.
And wasn't he sort of a, well, I don't know if he would have, I mean, he was, depending on where he was, I guess you could have considered him a face of the franchise, right?
He hasn't been a great face of the franchise for a while, since Orlando.
Okay. I'm kind of
sure you that's the guy you want to put you want to stake horse Dwight Howard and his face of the franchise guy.
What about Barry Bonds? Was a face of the franchise and dated a porn star named Jennifer Peace in the mid-90s. She later sued him for a paternity test after she became pregnant.
And how'd that go?
I'm not sure, but I don't think he's got a fun baby from her.
I just heard lawsuit, so that doesn't sound good.
How about Rob Gronkowski dated BB Jones?
Mm-hmm.
What do we think that he's got a sullied reputation now? Or is he not? He's not at the face of the franchise, I suppose.
Groin injury.
I don't think it came from dating a porno actress.
Didn't it?
What about when Jennifer Capriati was dating porn star Dale DeBone?
Jennifer Capriati dated a porn star?
Yep.
You got to be on a site now.
I am looking at a site, yeah.
You don't hear about that very often.
No.
You don't hear about female athlete and porn star. I don't hear anything about T.T. Bone and Peter North dating anybody back in the 80s and early 90s. That never came up.
Yeah.
Well, what about Mia Khalifa hanging out with Deshaun Watson?
I don't like talking about
and
that.
And like Lisa Ann. She
I don't like talking
she
about.
She hunts yeah, athletes.
No. I don't like talking about our very own Deshaun Watson. First of all, I like to call her, Dell always likes to bring this up, and I call her sportscaster. Mia Khalifa, because she's a sports commentator now.
But she has...
What does that
for
mean?
Money.
What's that noise? I don't know.
You know what that means. You know exactly what that means.
I don't know. That's a weird noise.
Lance Erline from the NFL Network in with us today.
Number 50 on the NFL's top 100, Deshaun Watson.
And all they show is him playing Nerf basketball with Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not what the league wants. That's not what the league wants number 50 doing.
Well, someone else. Well, there's two other media members who have gone in on this.
All right.
One is Nick Sciarra, our own Nick Sciarra, who tweeted to basically the majority of the female listeners that are active on Twitter that we know of.
Yeah.
And asked what size Miss Mia's
bra
is.
Why would
because,
he do that?
If he were to guess the bra size, he would win a free month to her VIP Snapchat.
So he's trying to win?
He's trying to win.
Okay.
Is VIP chat Snapchat really that great when there's like Pornhub and things like that out there? YouPorn?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to judge that man's.
Are you a Snapchatter?
No. I don't know. I can't say.
John,
are
you on Snapchat?
I can't speak to it.
Yeah, I'm on Snapchat.
Do you have a VIP Snapchat?
No, I'm not famous enough.
So you don't think people would pay to see you like.
Would you?
I don't have Snapchat. Otherwise, I would make people pay extra for that, for sure.
Would they?
No.
Yeah,
no,
they wouldn't pay anything.
But I would make, if they wanted to, like if someone was like, oh, I'll give you $10, I'd be like, Okay, done.
It wasn't going to take much for you.
I mean, I don't know what a VIP month. 10 bucks a month. I mean, it's a...
But you're not going to have many subscribers.
It's got to be a recurring subscription. Yeah, like, you've got to give your bank account.
AJ, is there a one person sub... you know, maybe it's Beth from Darling Way.
Yeah, I don't know who it would be. The other media member who weighed in is Britt McHenry, who...
Oh, no. Am I on the safe side with Britt McHenry?
I think we can all agree Britt McHenry is like a really good person who stands for everything that is right in our country.
Yeah, she's friendly.
She treats people with respect.
She treats people with a lot of respect, no matter what your place in life is.
Especially if you work at a tow truck company.
Yes.
Big time.
And
big time.
She doesn't care you're a great big fat person. She doesn't care. Or if you've got a crappy job, she's not going to like treat you differently based on that.
Mm-hmm.
But she does say, Jimmy Garoppolo is the franchise quarterback of a prominent NFL team. He should have more values and class than parading a porn star in L.A. Slam me for saying that, but guarantee someone in his camp said the same thing. Listen, guys.
God, I don't like being on the same side as
you
her.
You and Britt McHenry are on the same team.
I don't like being on Team McHenry, but all I can tell you is...
Yeah, and you know what team she stays on? Team Trump. I guess if you asked Trump about this, he would say the same thing.
Would he?
Donald Trump would never associate with a porn star.
I feel like you're off on this one.
This is where I missed the joke, and I just put it together. I need to know what Britt McHenry said about Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, because she works at Fox News.
Yeah.
Did she say that's a really bad look for...
Unlikely. Unlikely. I think she was a little inconsistent, is my guess.
John, can you search... Britt McHenry's Twitter for Stormy Daniels or porn star or anything like that.
I'm doing it right now.
Thank you. But here's what you and Britt McHenry are missing.
Oh, my God.
We don't pick who we fall in love with, Lance. Sometimes it just happens, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I don't know. How old are your kids?
I've got a 23, a 14, an 11. A 10 and a 7.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it goes on and on for days.
What's the boy-girl ratio?
4-1.
One girl?
Yeah.
How old's the girl?
7. She's my baby.
This is a tough conversation now.
Oh, I don't like this one single bit.
If you knew that your daughter was going to grow up to be a porn star, would you still love her the same?
Yes. Yeah, I would. What are you talking about? Of course I would. I mean, it would be the exact same feeling I have. She's always going to be my baby, and I would love her the exact same.
Why are you shaking your head left and right?
I would love her the exact same.
What happened? Why are you doing neck stretches during the show? Can you not wait for the break to stretch your neck?
That's going
to
be the worst conversation you could ever have with any guy. Isn't it? Isn't that the worst thing you can ask?
But it's a tough question.
If your daughter ends up doing... I don't want to hear it. Ends up doing anything.
Right.
There's no fill in a blank except... charity work or
graduating
social
college
work
with a
ends up doing
right
and then fill in the blank. What's the good stuff that comes out of that? Ends up doing blow, ends up doing
three guys at the same time.
I mean, there's a lot of bad things.
You're right,
there's not a lot of ends up doing work for this. Okay,
ends up rescuing animals.
I said ends up doing.
Oh, ends up doing rescue work.
Yeah, you can say that,
right? Yeah.
Ends up doing usually ends poorly.
Yeah.
So not interested.
Ends up doing...
My daughter wants... This
ends
is
up
not
doing well on American Idol.
That's... Yeah, I'm sure Twitter's going to be a nightmare for her. But this is true. My daughter 100% is a Puritan. My daughter gets mad. Like, she would not be a fan of your tattoos at all.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. She's not a fan.
Do you have tattoos?
No, I don't have any. My wife does. Not a lot.
Is she judged?
It's when she was younger. The daughter probably puts some judgment on her.
Ooh.
They're like hidden. It's not, you know, they're not a big deal.
Oh, hidden?
Hidden.
She has a secret garden?
Not that hidden.
Okay.
But
is there a hummingbird feeding from
I'm too smart to say. I'm not going to say anything because... And I've gone too far. You've sucked me into your vortex.
Sorry.
I will just say this. If my daughter sees any females with tattoos, she's like, ugh.
What is scuzzy?
If she sees anyone, like, if you're drinking beer, she's like, she's passing judgment. If she knows you're, and these are her words, doing cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
where she assumes you will immediately die of, she assumes you're going to immediately die of some type of cancer, she will really go in on you for, quote unquote, doing cigarettes. My daughter is a Puritan. My daughter wants to be a nun. That's a 100% true story. I am hoping she gets there with but she also wants to work on Broadway and be an Olympic swimmer.
I hope she does those things too. I just want to put this out there. I was reading a profile about Kiara Mia as a young child.
Former Olympic swimmer?
She wanted to be a swimmer and a nun.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm not saying like
what some a crazy coincidence.
Sometimes you hit a bump in the road that My throws
daughter,
you off course.
I'm going to be there to make sure that there are no bumps.
But no matter what,
no bumps in the road.
Even if it gets bumpy all over, you're going to love her anyway.
Absolutely.
That's right. So I've got great news. John, do we have a breaking news sounder? Thank you. Breaking news from the world of radio. 97.5 Signal is now operating at low power.
Yeah!
Which means some of you can hear a little bit on 97.5. You can still listen to us on 94.1 and the ESPN 97.5 app. What this does mean for me is I've got to start reading commercials. I've got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson, which is not the closest Harley dealership to my house. It's not the second closest or the third closest, but I don't care. It's the only place I take my bike when I need it worked on because they're the best in the business. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike because they've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. I'm going to let you in on a secret. There are Harley dealerships in the Houston area who have 0 master technicians on staff. You know what that means? That means there's hourly employees taking apart and putting together your motorcycle. And that ain't a good feeling, bro. You don't want that feeling. You don't get it when you go to Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got a great inventory, new and pre-owned bikes all over the place. And if you buy a 2018 Harley right now, free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.